Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Memorial Day Monday, holding it down. Tobin and Leroy out today. We'll be returning tomorrow.
By the way, the name of that strip club from where I went, Centro Español.
What is it called?
Centro Español. That was the old school. That was the old school.
Wow. Yeah.
People down here know. 305-786, you know.
That is a nefarious business.
You know about Centro Español. Great spot.
I will Google it just for research.
Oh, you should. And why am I hitting myself in a return?
Is it me? Is it Mike Greenfield? I don't know. Let's see. No, I got you muted. Okay. Let me see. What if I do this? Mute my sight.
Maybe you should mute yourself. But you can.
Yeah, I got me muted on clean feed.
Cool.
Hour
two of the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Let's get you some headlines right here. These headlines are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your price detail at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. You know what's something I did not do in the first hour?
What's that,
don't
buddy?
Don't let anyone know. Weather!
Oh. Well.
Yeah, I didn't.
It is the holiday, so, you know, we should give them some type of report, don't you think?
We should indeed, and this weather report is brought to you by our friends at Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for free roof and window estimates.
Nice.
It is currently a beautiful 86 degrees, mostly sunny. Small chance of showers a little bit later. But that's not until closer to about 8 p.m. ish.
Oh, the time of the game.
The rest of the week looks like.
How does it look?
We got thunderstorms.
Oh, no.
Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, thunderstorms. So
maybe. Am I working? Yeah, I am. Damn. I work every day.
Yeah, you are. You are there every day. I know because I always get like the highlights that'll come from you from someone. You know, or like post game from somewhere.
You're either hearing my voice or I'm sending you highlights. One of the two.
Hey, man.
Or I'm producing something. Shout out to me.
You and your
cousin. Me and my cousin. Me and my cousin.
You guys, hardest working here. People in the building, man.
We literally live here, dog. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
there was one day that he slept on the second floor. I slept on the third floor because we had to come back. Right after doing the show. We worked the night before, then we had to come back again. He had to work Joe Rose, and I had to do Tobin and Leroy. It's just like, you know what? Makes no sense to go all the way back and then come back again. Might as well just stay.
Nah. Hey, man. Ooh, a little slumber party.
Pretty much. We cracked a couple of beers, and we watched the Sunday night NBA. I don't know what game. It wasn't last night, but it was like a game before. Maybe last Sunday, we were just chilling, just watching the game. It was a blowout, too. It was not. Oh, I know what it was. It was Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. Eastern Conference semifinals between
semifinals.
Yeah, Cleveland and Detroit. That's what it was.
Well, that's fine. Hey, listen, a beer with your bro watching Game 7.
It's beautiful things, man.
You can't beat that, bro. You can't beat that.
No. Hell no.
Speaking of Game 7s, we have a tie right now between the Spurs and the Thunder. They are 2-2.
2-2.
Could lead to a Game 7.
Atwell.
2-2 Atwell.
Yeah.
New wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins.
But yeah. The conference, the Western Conference Championship Series is 2-2 in the NBA between the Thunder and the Spurs. Game 5 will be Tuesday night at OKC. And series will obviously, we know, will go to 6. But I think everybody expects this series to go 7. And tonight we have Game 4. Of the Eastern Conference Final Series, which is being led by the New York Knicks 3-0. They have a chance to pack the Cavaliers up. It makes no sense for the Cavaliers to travel to New York. What's the point? You know you're going to lose. You might as well just get ready for Cancun. You're ready in Cleveland. Just lose and then have your final meeting with everyone and then go home. Go to your Coco Jones. Donovan Mitchell, Spider, go to your beautiful fiance. Get ready for your beautiful wedding. Get it ready early. Just do it now.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, that's the end of things in Cleveland. I think maximized the talent there.
Well, did they? Because they made the trade during the trading deadline for James Harden. And now you're
that's right.
You're stuck. You're stuck with James. So
yeah. Speaking of curses, didn't Lil B put a curse on James Harden a long time ago?
Who? Bieber?
No. Lil B, the rapper.
Lil B. How long? Come on, man. That's like a decade ago. come on, man.
Bro, he hasn't recovered since.
Come on, man. That's like a decade ago. Please. Please stop.
Oh, so now that's where you draw the line. There was a 108-year curse.
Well, That's good. Nah, James Harden is just fat, man. Ain't nothing you could do about that. Them dollar bills hold him back, man. Ain't nothing you could do. Them dollar bills, them not to dollar bills be holding you back sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the end of the road there. I think they've maximized whatever they could. I know they got James Harden, and this was supposed to be their big rush, but to get completely embarrassed.
Let me ask you this, because you're outside. Do you like the fact that the rumors of Giannis looking for homes in South Florida, or do you take anything that Chad Ochocinco say seriously?
Well, I mean, there's multiple layers to that. No, first of all, with Chad Ochocinco, No, I do not believe most of what he says. And does it entice me? That's another no, because I am scorned. I am a hurt Miami Heat fan. I don't want to hear this guy could potentially be at Chipotle. This guy could be buying a house or selling a house, or this guy is flirting with that. No, I don't care anymore. I have no faith in them. I do not believe them. They are the Miami Heat to me have proven one thing and one thing only, that they cannot get it done. Unfortunately, when it comes to acquiring that talent, they haven't acquired that piece so many times in a row that even if they get a piece now, it's still like a Norman Powell or like an Andrew Wiggins. Previously, I would have been like, that's a good pickup. Now I'm kind of like, you're putting a Band-Aid over, you know, a big wound of some sort and expecting it to, you know, heal. I don't care what Giannis is doing. I don't care what Dame's doing. I don't care what none of them doing. Leave me alone. I'm depressed, and I want to be depressed.
No,
because what else do I have to look forward to?
No, you got to snap out of it. So because
I will, but what what will take me out of it?
That's the question, bro. That's a good question, because that's what I'm asking. All right, I know that it can't be pleasant to watch your rival winning. And it can't be pleasant to watch your rivals win recently. Boston won the title in 24. Last year was OKC, but OKC beat Indy. Now you see the Knicks are one game away of going to the NBA Finals. And you have to look at your current roster and your current team right now and see, are they anywhere near capable of competing for the Eastern Conference in the Eastern Conference? Are they anywhere near competing for an NBA title? And I do not think you're anywhere close right now to be up there with the Bostons and the New Yorks right now. But are you afraid? You're not that far. Are you far? That's the thing. Where are you right now? Where are the Heat? Where are the Heat right now? If you're looking at this current state of the NBA, where are they right now? How close are they right now to competing for a championship? Are they a player away? Are they a Giannis way? Are they a Giannis trade away from competing? I do not believe so.
I get you. So you're saying, obviously we know based off their record where
right.
Are they one move away?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think they are.
I don't think so.
I think they're one move away from competing, for sure. I think a Giannis and whoever the hell you get rid of, except for Bam, creates competition, but like as well as the Sixers do, you know. Cool, you know, you got Maxi, you got Embiid, but like,
you know
what it takes.
You don't really know if you have Embiid, but you have a player. You have a guy.
You have a player. Yeah, For sure. And that's kind of where I feel like the Miami Heat. Look, you mentioned all the teams that they're far away from, for sure. I don't even think you mentioned Detroit. Did you mention Detroit?
I not really. I didn't mention
Detroit. You don't believe in Detroit still?
No, I don't. I don't. Because I think they were shown that, yes, you can win in the regular season. I think as we get older now and we start seeing things, we do understand. We love watching the regular season because it gives you an idea of how your team might be or may be.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, your weaknesses will be exposed because they can expose you for a full series. It's not like a game where you're coming in and out. You know, you do a little scouting, but you're not doing a full series scout where you know everything about your opponent that you do in the playoffs. In the playoffs, you're exposed. Teams will expose the littlest things, but they will expose your weakness in order for them to win. So in Detroit's case, what was exposed is that they don't have a second scorer behind Cade Cunningham. You understand? Cleveland, with being exposed, James Harden is a cone. Right? James Harden, Donovan Mitchell are cones. And as good as they are offensively, they are just bad defensively, and good teams will expose them. That's what you're seeing right now. So now with this Miami Heat team, you know you got Bam. That is it. That's all you know right now. You have Bam. What are you going to do with Khalil? What are you going to do with Tyler? Seems like it's over with the Tyler and Miami Heat experience.
That's
is
how
over.
I feel.
What are you going to do with Wiggy? You're going to keep him? You're going to trade him? What are you going to do? You're going to re-sign Norm? Are you going to give KJ more leeway this in his second season? Or are you going to give Pelham more? You know,
it's what
there's a lot of questions.
All those options that you listed, though, damn near none of those move the needle. Yeah, sure, we give Pella more time,
but great. Marcos, in Doesn't order for you needle. To move the needle, that means you would have to move some of these players to get a player like Giannis or whoever. And if you do that, that's what I'm saying. Take it from a guy who, and I'm always going back to 2000 during the 2010. You know, when that big three era, the Knicks had a good team. They were basically a superstar away from being maybe a contender. Melo wanted his money. Everybody knew Carmelo was coming to New York. New York wanted Carmelo. They could have waited a couple of months, but Carmelo wanted his money. And in wanting his money, he forced a trade. Or he made Knicks ownership kind of force the trade earlier than wait a couple of months and just sign him as a free agent and not have to give away the assets that made the team desirable for big team, you know, for big name players, because you had the support system around you. You had the supporting cast. When you have to trade those supporting cast to get the big player, your team is not the same anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't look the same anymore. So that's what's going to have to happen in order to get a Giannis.
Yeah, and I mean, and that to play into the Heat's favor is one thing I will say about the Miami Heat, which is why I'm okay with a trade of multiple people, is because the one thing I will say is they have a plethora of role and supporting players. They are deep when it comes to average players. They have certain shooters that, you know, specialize in that. They have defensive specialists. They have all these players and certain pieces that I think are, you know, the unsung heroes of a finals run. But until that Giannis or that other name is in Miami, they are worse than the Celtics. They are worse than the Knicks. They are worse than a majority of teams in the East, to be honest. They can't even get past Orlando. Atlanta seems to be in a better direction than we are immediately.
They can't
the Wizards.
Toronto.
They can't beat Toronto. The Wizards, you know, are the laughing stock, but I feel like they're building something with Anthony Davis, Trae Young, and like I see every other team do something that at least gives me a sense of direction. Even if, like, we're not good now, we know that we're tanking so that we could be good eventually, or we're injured now, so we're tanking in the case of the Pacers to eventually come back. But the Pacers made a horrible move because they gave away their
they gambled on a gamble and they lost.
And speaking of gambling, our gamble is gambling on Terry Rozier and then getting bleeped by the NBA and doing nothing about it. So, you know, I just like, who am I? Like, this is the guy in the club that tells you of all the chicks he's with. But whenever the chicks walk by, he's on the wall and he's just like, she wanted me. Like, bro, did she, dude?
Really?
Did she really? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, oh, it was a movie, dude. It was a movie last night, and Buddy was posted the entire time. You know, so I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
That's a good description.
You know, it's a typical Miami story, bro. It is, unfortunately. But that won't stop me and won't stop Vlad from celebrating what the Knicks potentially could do. And that is bring it back to partying like it's 1999. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Vlad, we are going to party like it's 1999. The last time the New York Knicks made it to the championship against the San Antonio Spurs, I'm going to give you some items. We're going to discuss some items from 1999, how expensive they are, and if they are still around. We're going to hop in a time machine when we come back. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hey. Vlad, that's a point right there, baby. A little bit of Prince on this Memorial Day weekend. We partying like it's 1999, baby. We are partying like it's 1999. And so are those New York Knicks. Biggest story in basketball at the moment is the dominance of the New York Knicks. So we're taking it back, baby. We're taking it all the way back. It is the year 1999. All right.
I was 21.
And in 21.
Jesus.
What a life. What a time to be 21.
I just turned into a real adult.
Yeah. Back then, what was the drinking age? Was it 21 or was it 18?
Huh? No, 18 is. Drink is 21. Well, that's funny. Yeah. 21 is the drinking age, 18 is the voting age. But, you know. There were different rules in different states at the time.
Ah, makes sense.
It was fun.
Well, the year is 1999, and you want to make a call, right? So you whip out your
cell phone,
Nokia 310 3210.
Oh man, wait, hold on. Now we're talking about, this is 1999, might have been early stages of Metro PCS.
The highly addictive snake is on there.
Okay.
No antenna on your phone sticking.
Nah,
out
there was no antenna. People still might have had a beeper at that time.
Oh yeah, 99 beeper for sure.
You definitely got a beeper at that time.
Beeper and payphones still exist. They're on the way out, but they're still around.
But ringtones are definitely in. It's absolutely crazy. Yet. No, are no ringtones? Ringtones. No, I think ringtones 99, might be.
Let's see.
I think ringtones might have been back in 91. I mean 99.
Oh, I just dropped my light there. Let's see. Ringtones invented. Who invented ringtone? Yo, I remember having a PYT for a ringtone.
Pretty young thing by Michael.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why the hell I had that. Oh, look at you know what though? Yeah, the music. I don't know if that was available yet for ringtones, but there was like a or something like that.
Something,
like, yeah. I remember watching Jurassic Park and like there was like a phone inside one of these dinosaurs poop or something like that. Like what a callback. It wasn't like T-Pain, I'm gonna buy you a drink.
Nah, it wasn't like that.
There were certain tones. Though. Yeah, so yeah, ringtones are definitely a thing. The Nokia tune in 1993, it came out. So by 99, yeah, that was definitely a thing. How much do you think in 1999 if you wanted to get a brand new Nokia cell phone?
Oh, it's gotta be 60. It's gotta be like $60.
$60. That's good.
Because like the
$299.
Really? Holy cow.
$299 without a contract. Yeah. That is
Yeah, I feel like this is where Metro came in with like the Nokia 2815, like that basic little white phone. And then they came in with the they started coming up with the new ones like Nokia 6260, and then there was the popular black phone that slid. Remember that?
Like,
that was like the big one. Like it just slid up and down, and that was around that time.
Remember the this is Nextel a little 99. Bit.
99. Jeez, what was popping in 99?
I'll tell
you what was the number one song then. It was definitely all right. So this is still TRL era.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
This is still TRL era. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So I was going to ask about this album, but I will ask about it, and I will say that if I were to tell you this album, this may give you an idea of what the number one song may have been.
Oh, no, I already know. It's got to be Britney. This is like during the Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Baby Hit Me, you know, Give It To Me One More Time type era. This is TRL at its peak. Hove is, this is Hove, and this is the beginning of Hove starting to take over hip-hop and pop culture. But, like, he's starting to get into the little pop.
The transition is definitely becoming it's happening. For sure.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, Hit Me Baby One More Time was only the number five. It reached number one at a certain point, but the fifth most popular song on the Billboard chart. There was Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Which was Whitney Houston featuring Faith Evans and Kelly Price.
I love that song.
Kelly Price.
That was Whitney's comeback, and she was getting into the pop, like she was getting to the young generation. This is like it's not right, but it's okay. I'm doing anyway.
Take your time. I thought that was Mary J.
That was hard. That was a hard joint by Whitney.
I didn't even know that was Whitney.
Nah, it was Whitney. Yeah, that was Whitney.
And it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Heartbreak Hotel was number four. How about this one for number three? Angel of Mine by Monica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Number three, though?
Yeah, no. That was a heavy song. You know, you got to understand, a lot of females relate with Monica, especially young black females definitely related to Monica. Sure. So that song right there, yeah. What else? This is TRL, so there's a lot of...
Number two song.
I won't be shy if it's like a Backstreet Boy or an NSYNC.
You know,
or even 98 Degrees.
You know, that's what I thought, too. Maybe they were like 2000.
Okay.
Because 99 is this number two song is banger. No Scrubs, TLC.
I'm 21. I'm outside a lot. So this is No Scrubs. Okay.
Yeah. How often were you caught on the passenger side of your best friend's ride trying to holler? Believe
maybe
number
lot.
One. Probably a lot. Number one, Believe by Cher.
Do you believe? Oh my gosh. That was the number one song in 99?
Number one song. Number one song in 99. That was the number one song of that year.
Do you believe?
Strange looking woman, that Cher, but damn, is she talented.
For some reason, they love her. They love her.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, there we go. Yo, travel through time. Here we go, baby. Ooh, come on, nice little bass line to start off to. But I'm not gonna lie, that song comes on, I start getting lit.
I hear this song, I'm thinking of just, you know, people popping E-pills.
I got some good vocals on that one.
No. Mm-mm. They're popping E-pills. That's when Ecstasy was heavy. And
true.
This is when the double stack or the happy face side of the E-pill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
How much do you think you can purchase a Britney Spears "Baby One More Time" CD
right now?
On the CD. Yeah. No, got it. Back then.
Oh, back 99. Then.
Yeah,
the single or the album? The single or the album? Because the single. Oh, the single, that's got to be like $6.99. If it's like there's different mixes to it, then it might be like $8.99.
Now you can get a single, which is a cassette single, or a CD single.
Oh, don't the counter. CD is more.
Oh yeah.
CD's more. Yeah, so CD's definitely like $9.99.
No, the whole thing was $13. If you got the deluxe, it was $18. But if you just wanted the single, you can buy the cuss single for $3, the CD single for $5.
Okay. The cuss
single. Now you were a little bit older at this time, so you weren't like, you know, playing with toys and stuff like that.
No. I was
but you remember Furbies, I'm sure.
Of course I remember Furbies. The worst,
absolutely. Haunted. For sure.
Definitely.
But Furbies back then, how much do you think you can buy a Furby for in 1999?
Furbies. Eesh, I don't, you know, you got me. What, $12.99?
$35.
What?
In 99, $35.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
What else was popping in?
Sega, what was the number one? Dreamcast.
Gosh, this is bad. What was the number one movie? What was the number one movie
in 99? Let's see. By the way, how much do you think the Dreamcast was?
$2.99.
$1.99.
Okay.
Not bad. Oh yeah, this is of course
the Sopranos came out that year.
Grossing movie. Did it? Wow.
Sopranos came out in 99.
Got some good movies in 99.
Movies in 99. Let me guess. Matrix
movies. You're not gonna believe number 5. Damn it. That was really good. There's no way you're gonna believe number 5. You immediately get number 5.
Was it Matrix?
This is gonna be shocking though. Matrix number 5 came in at $171 million in 1999.
Okay, RVA Richie saying Rush Hour. I think Rush Hour might have came out that year, so it might have been popular.
So it wasn't in the top 5, but I'm gonna see what.
Sixth Sense came out that year.
Yes, it did. Oh, Rush Hour came out in 1998.
Oh, it came out the year before. Okay, so then. All right,
yeah. Wow, 98. That's a good movie.
That was a great movie.
98, 99 was a good time, bro.
Yeah.
Cash Money Records was taking over for the 99s and
2000s. Come on, yeah. So everybody was down here filming videos and, you know.
Come on. Freaknik was still a thing.
Smoking Sensei. That's right.
Let's see. Number four movie. Number 5 was Matrix. Number 4 movie was Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
That was the first time. Oh, so that was the first Austin Powers movies. Hey, look at that.
I believe so.
Look at that. Look at that. We were talking about Michael Myers, and then look at that. Boom.
Full circle, baby.
There you go.
$312 million is what it netted. Toy Story 2 came in at number 3 with $497 million.
Yes.
Now, The Sixth Sense was number 2.
I got you. And number 1, what was the number 1 movie in 1999? Was it Armageddon?
And when I tell you this number 1 movie was netted $924 million. It's probably the first.
Wait, $924 million?
Yep.
Is it a... Is it from like the comic books? Or no?
It is not from comic books, but it is from that same
realm.
Ballpark. Yeah. 940 something million. You know you're not messing around with that kind of money.
So it's gotta be Star Wars.
Star Wars number 1.
Is that the number 1? Is that episode is that episode one?
Yeah, episode Phantom 1. Phantom Menace. Yes, indeed.
Wait, is that with Jar Jar Binks? Is that the one with Jar Jar? That was terrible. That movie stunk. Oh, my God. That was god awful. Jesus.
It was bad.
It was terrible. Jar Jar Binks. One of the worst characters in movie history, bro. F out of here with that BS, man. Jar Jar Binks.
They had Darth Maul in that one.
Darth Maul was dope. I like Darth Maul. Darth Maul was great. He was great.
Darth Maul was dope. The two-sided lightsaber.
That was dope. But Jar Jar Binks.
You got to think at that point, these nerds have been waiting since the 70s and 80s.
I don't hear a rat's ass. Jar Jar Binks just stunk. There was no reason for him to be there. It was like, get out of here, you bum. Jar Jar Binks.
That is arguably one of the worst characters.
Wait, just, he's supposed to be a Yardie Platinum Swords?
Oh, yes.
Was he a Jamaican? Yes, nah, yes. Yo, nah.
Yes, I promise, yes. Nah. I was like, is this racist? I'm racist.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he was a Jamaican.
Go back and watch him and be like, who, oh what? White man from North Dakota voiced this.
Voicing Jamaican. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, 99. Jeez, 27 years ago. And that's a long time since the Knicks were in the NBA Finals.
Absolutely. They have an opportunity of repeating what happened back then in regards to their matchup. The Spurs do at meeting them there. Something tells me it won't be the same 4-1 outcome it was previously. So,
yo, RVA Richie said Solana's the Jar Jar Binks of WQAM. That's funny.
that may be the most disrespectful
that's game. That's funny.
That's point great
for Twitcher.
It is a Memorial Day right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, and the guys, Tobin and Leroy, decided to take today off, spend some time with their family. Of course, we are here holding things down, but that won't stop us from putting on our interview shirts for a second and hopping into our vault. We hop in the time machine right there to go back to 1999. Last time the Knicks were in the championship, we are going to hop into our Tobin and Leroy vault and play a best of segment for Memorial Day. Remind you while we're, you know, in remembrance of one of the better classic moments on this show. I made the argument that the Panthers run of three championships and the team that they put together rivaled that of the big three in basketball. I was told I was crazy to make that assumption. We will determine whether or not, when history is all said and done, whether or not that was this crazy take. And we will listen back to that argument right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Keep it locked in. Our best of segment coming up next. That's that boy, Vlad. That's that boy. The numbers are in.
He did his thing.
Let's see. I think I have some statistics, and you know, I definitely got to remind our boys Tobin and Leroy when they come back. But the first week sales are in. Drake makes Billboard history by becoming the first artist to ever debut three albums simultaneously at numbers 1, 2, and 3 in a single week. Combined, the trio of releases generated a massive first week haul of roughly 687,000 album units.
Which was Iceman was most of it, right?
Yeah, Iceman was. I actually haven't even listened to the other two.
No, I give him credit. I like what he did, bro. Man was smart.
Why is that? Why you say that?
Because he's getting out of his contract with UMG.
Yes.
He's going to be an independent artist. He's probably going to start making. He's probably going to get a $1 billion deal, or maybe a multi-billion-dollar deal with whoever he decides to link up with and be partners with. I think they said Gamma, but also who the artist for the World Cup is, right? You know who's performing at the World Cup.
I know. I've been saying this ever since they booked. What's his name?
What happened is he made an album. For the World Cup. That album's really for the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
That music, that's smart. That you know what? He's basically saying, all right, North America, y'all don't mess with me. Y'all don't F with me. Yeah. Screw y'all. I'm going to deal with the world.
The rest of the A.
Rest of the world. Smart. Smart.
Smart. Smart.
Smart.
Did you see that he is, I don't know if he's still tied or if this means.
Nah, he's passed over. He passed over. He passed over.
Yeah. Most chart topping albums by a male soloist.
Yeah. He passed over.
Yeah. And I think this last report here, Kendrick Lamar is crying like a little baby.
I don't think.
I'm sorry. This is probably from one of
Kendrick Lamar sleeping on like bundles and bundles of money. So I don't think he needs to do that.
Nah. He's fine. Either way, they were going to be fine.
It's cold. It's cold. It's the only one that's not fine.
That's the only person who is not. I am not forgiving you for that.
Nobody's forgiving you. Nobody. Yo, Cole's such a nasty spot, right? Drake's like, yo, you left me dolo. F you. And then Kendrick is like, you called me out. F you. And then Cole is like, I got in it. But I realized they were saying nasty things about each other, so I didn't want to be involved. And now the rest of the world's like, F you for getting involved and then leaving.
Yeah, you know what? That is the perfect description.
You know what? Yeah. Good job, man. Good job.
It is Memorial Day. We are here locked in with you guys, of course, giving you headlines and, of course, great content for you to consume while enjoying your holiday. But that doesn't mean that we can't go ahead and do some remembering of our own and come back to one of the better debates that we had, in which, well, I'll say better debates because I was the one who proposed it. Some people said I was annoying, though. And this is coming with, you know, not for no reason. Yesterday, May 24th, 2023, was Matthew Tkachuk's game-winning goal in Game 4 against the Carolina Hurricanes that, you know, was a cherry on top of an amazing run. At that time, Carolina, you know, was streaking. And this was the beginning of the new era for the Florida Panthers. It was Matthew Tkachuk, his first season with the Cats. Jimmy Butler and the Heat had just came back from the eighth seed as well. Everything was going right in South Florida. And it made me reflect on the time that I said that this Big Three era has nothing on this Florida Panther era. And Tobin and Leroy didn't take kindly to that. So we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day here, keeping it locked in. We're going to give you your headlines. But in the meantime, let's go on our vault right here and reflect on the Big Three versus the Florida Panther era.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's Closeout Friday, everybody. It's Closeout Friday.
Yeah?
Close your ass out Friday. You'll be able to relax those cheeks, Toronto, soon. It'll all be over.
We are all dressed appropriately.
We are all dressed appropriately. It's a Vice shirt Friday. Hello, Frog Boy.
Hello.
You know, Leroy, I didn't get to something yesterday. I was so excited about the win. I didn't get to Margos's crazy take on Twitter yesterday.
Okay.
Which, shame on me.
No, it
was he had an insane take. And I got to hear him out on this. Way. This is bananas.
You think this is insane? Of all the takes I've had, this is where you draw the line?
This is a bananas take. I think we can talk. To me, my first thing is I want to block you on Twitter.
What?
But I'm going to let you talk it out. I'm going to let you talk because it's a spicy one.
It's spicy.
Spicy. It is. It's a spicy take. But let's get to our headlines, which are brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai choose for 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. All right. Art God Savvy on Twitter. He tweeted out Leroy.
Good follow.
On May 15th. Go follow him. I mean, you may not after this, but this is what he tweeted, Leroy. Hmm. Tune in to Tobin and Leroy today as I explain why this Florida Panthers team is 10 times better than the Big Three Heat team.
Yeah. All right, 10 times maybe a little much.
Do tell.
Maybe a little much. Better. 10 times better. Okay. 10 times, but we're talking at least 5 times better. I'm talking top to bottom.
You're saying they are amongst the best, because we're talking in like the history of this team. We're talking like of teams down here, the 80s Canes, the Big Three Heat, the 72-73 Dolphins.
Oh, no way.
You're saying this is better than amongst the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd put them in the Mount Rushmore of best teams.
No.
I'm not asking for a Rushmore.
Wait.
Okay. Exactly. All right. No.
Oh, no. Man up. Don't say, they're in the top four all of a sudden.
No, that's not what you put on the tweet.
That's not what you put on the tweet.
All right.
Don't backtrack all writ.
Listen, we know that Big Three era was some of the best basketball of
the
all
best
time.
Sports in South Florida.
Yeah, it was very entertaining, for sure. But Let us not forget the lulls of this. Let us not forget the J.J. Barea moments. Let us not forget that the Miami Heat Big Three era walked around like that gym guy that skips leg day. You know? Top heavy. Wow. Very top heavy. We look at these Florida Panthers, and there's guys who I'm like, what line is this guy on? And he's scoring a goal here?
When no six scores, this is how you feel?
If LeBron or if D-Wade decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this series off, there is no way the Miami Heat would be successful. This Florida Panthers team has had an injured Matthew Tkachuk, a very good boy, but sometimes suspended, Aaron Ekblad.
He's a good boy.
Finally, our boy, the Rat King himself, is, you know, deciding to show up.
You have that Ray Allen parallel of stealing a legend from Boston to join in for the second ring.
Absolutely. And sure, he hasn't had the shot yet, but contributing?
Marcos.
Yeah.
I think what you're trying to say is that this is the deepest championship team that I have seen in South Florida.
Yeah, that's
from top to bottom.
Hold on.
This also must be clarified, okay? Because in basketball or football, you can be top heavy, because those are the guys that play most of the minutes anyway. But in hockey, you have four lines. And so...
But I don't even think any of them are as deep as the Panthers are. Panthers have 17 guys who have scored for them this year.
Correct.
I was listening before.
Playoffs.
I don't think that's been done in over 20 years.
Right. So that's what he
said. Add that to the list. Thank you, guys. You guys are...
But no. That's not... Hold on. Thank you.
I was going to say that, too.
Stop it, Marcos.
You guys are good.
Stop it.
Dane South says, if they win the cup and they lose the next one, they'll be exactly the Big Three Heat.
Yeah.
Or they would be to four straight... Okay, so they have to go to four straight Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Win two. Which is,
I mean, crazy.
Hey, we're on pace. Win
two, and they have to be back-to-back at least.
Yeah. I think we're on pace to do that.
Even if they won two out of four, even if they lost this year and then won again, that's still insane. So I'll allow it. But like, Marcos.
Come on.
Here's the thing.
You're in love with the glamour of the Big Three.
Well, that is part of it though, right? Like this is a different thing if we're just talking South Florida scope. Like the Big Three Heat was like a national thing. It was the most talked about team in sports.
Not just Florida.
Like, we're always going to be still second fiddle to that jabroni McDavid up there.
I hate that guy.
If McDavid came down here and turned his back on Canada, you know, then it would be something. But, I mean, look, they're one of the best teams of all time in South Florida. There's no doubt. Even if they don't win this year, Marcos.
Yeah, but they will, though.
But 10 times better than the Big Three Heat?
Okay, look, first of all, we got a lot of good arguments, but we're not even done. We're not even done with that. If you put the coaching against the coaching, yeah, everyone loves Eric Spoelstra. He's so good. Yeah, you know, all he had to do was manage a couple egos down there. LeBron and Wade are going to handle it. And don't forget, there was another Hall of Famer by the name of Christopher Bosch. Really, really hard to mesh those guys together. They did it themselves, too, by the way. No one really put this together. No one orchestrated this other than D-Wade and LeBron. They did it themselves. All you had to do was show up. We call that the Larry Coker. You just got to show up. They're going to do it.
So you're saying you're dismissing all – you're not – you're dismissing Andy Ellisberg's cat work. You're dismissing all of that stuff.
They said, hey, buddy.
You're dismissing all of that stuff.
We'll take pay cuts.
The cap work is easy when everybody decides to take less money.
I'm telling you. It's just like, hey, we're going to be there. Just make it work for us.
He's literally the only guy who was able to do it in the sport.
Well, you know, I mean, it's very easy when they want to go there.
You know why you can't do it now? Why can't you do it now?
I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about back then. He was the only guy to craft three max spots.
Even back then, though, they weren't getting max. They all took a pay cut.
They took a haircut off the max.
It's still. Would anybody do that now?
I don't know.
And probably aprons. These stupid
probably not.
Aprons.
I haven't heard of it. I think the last guy to do it was, did LeBron do it last year? Didn't he take like a slight under the max or something like that? Because Bronny got signed? Wink.
Think you're right. But, nonetheless, that's not my fault, buddy. Zito changed the identity of the team. Went to the
championship. They literally added Shane Battier and Ray Allen those years, too, though. It's not like they did
Shane Battier. Okay.
Six threes in the game seven.
Oh, look, guys, Shane Battier enormous. Just took another charge. Thanks, Shane. Culture.
They got Birdman on a 10-day.
Birdman, good. He's a good pickup. You know what he reminds me of? Like a Radko Gudas. Remember that guy? Just remember when that guy was around?
No, he's captain of the Ducks.
For sure. He's on another team. And Birdman, he eventually flew away as well. The ability for Barry.
Can it sound like LeBron and D-Wade came in the pad and say, we lost Birdman. He flew away.
Sometimes they did.
I understand. This is going to be hard for a lot of us to take.
It's just a crazy take.
It's a crazy take. Only person it's hard for is you to accept that you're wrong.
No way.
10 times better.
It's just that you guys are just, you're caught up by the layup lines and the
Harlem
Shake.
You're caught up in the moment.
No way. You said it yourself. This is the deepest team. And you guys said 20 years. Yes, but I challenge you to go further than that.
But, and I also put the qualifiers on it. Is that in every other sport, when it gets down to crunch time, your roster shrinks, right?
Yeah.
But in hockey, you still got to play four lines.
Which, so I've never seen a better four lines than what I've seen.
Maybe I can agree with, but.
You said but, 10 times, though.
10 times. Yeah. Okay, hold on. We got a lot of reasons thus far.
You have good parallels.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have 10 times better. Mm. I think there's a lot of, like, are they on the path? They're never going to be the big three because they're never going to have the outrage of the country. I mean, like, people don't like the Panthers in Canada. But, like, it's not like everybody woke up every day deciding Matthew Tkachuk's legacy.
See, but that's because you live in this United States bubble in Canada.
He's American.
They do wake up and they hate Matthew Tkachuk in Canada.
Nobody loves Matthew Tkachuk except for us.
Everyone hates the Panthers, though. We are the number. We're just in a smaller country. That's why it's not as sensationalized as this American media.
Little Finland.
Look, in Canada right now, you wake up and it's like, you know, they're not necessarily a fan of our president and those damn Florida Panthers. That is on the front page of every newspaper that's going out today in wherever the hell they sell newspapers.
We
in
hate
Canada.
The Panthers.
We hate the Trump. Panthers. Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, we're not really
afraid of it every day.
Every day. And look, you know, this guy being a fan of them too, Canada just hates us.
Just, you know, we have Canadians on our team, right?
A lot of them.
No, they've been disowned. I've heard what they were saying. I've heard what they've been saying.
They did this Canadian Sam Bennett. They said no more. Yeah. You don't count anymore. You're
also
insane.
What about, okay.
You're insane.
Championship parade. You want to talk about swag. How much cooler does it get than bringing the cup to the beach?
That was cool.
I don't even remember the parade. But
I would say just in sports, the Stanley Cup is cooler than any other trophy. Like, it's not even close.
Name me a moment from the Big Three parade. Name a moment.
The thing I remember is LeBron almost getting decapitated.
Look at that. LeBron almost dying.
He was on the bus. He had to go, they all had to duck.
Look at that. That is a blunder is the biggest thing you can remember from two parades. It's crazy.
But technically, I don't think the cup in the ocean was the parade. It was the day after at the Elbow Room.
And you know what was even more epic? A parade in a thunderstorm.
That was cool.
Also frightening.
Very scary.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, even the way they celebrated was better. Don't get caught up. You love Dwayne Wade. You love LeBron James. So do I. I get that. It was a fun thing to watch. But don't get caught up in the pregame dunk contest or the extracurriculars that happen. Because
don't get caught up in people's favorite memories.
Well, it's just like, what are we talking about here? LeBron almost killing himself on the parade route and pregame dunks, a Harlem Shake, a guy with a lot of tattoos, some guy from Duke that takes charges, and an old man from Boston. I don't even remember anything else.
That's literally what Brad Marchand is. Oh, remember when he got him in a headlock? Ooh, that was good.